الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون صدق الله العظيم
Beloved brothers, respected elders, there was a senior tabi'in, senior amongst the tabi'in. His name was Ahnaf ibn Qais, rahimahullah. On one occasion, he was sitting and he came across this ayat of the Quran Sharif, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ Allah ta'ala says, definitely we have sent down a book to you wherein is your mention, wherein you have been mentioned. So he pondered over this ayat, he woke up and he said to himself, bring me the mushaf, bring me the copy of the Quran Sharif, so I can know where I mention in the Quran Sharif and who I resemble. So he began paging through the Quran Sharif and he passed by a group of people who were described like this. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم. So they were described like this, that they used to sleep just a little at night. This is one explanation of the ayat. They used to only sleep a little at night. The rest of the time used to be in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the time of Sari, at the time of Suhoor, the early part of the morning, they used to make istighfar. They used to ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So whole night in ibadat, and at the time of Sari, they make istighfar. They ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And Allah ta'ala says, and in their wealth is a right for those who ask, and for those who are deprived. So for those who come and ask, then they give them also. And those who do not ask, but they are in need, they also search for such people and they give them. So he read this ayat. Then he continued paging through the Quran Sharif and he came across about another group of people described like this. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. That their sides separate from their beds. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. Their sides separate from their beds. And they make dua to their Lord. يدعون ربهم. So they separate from their beds. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ibadat, tahajjud, taraweeh. So they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'i. Making dua to their Lord. Khawfa wa tama'a. In hope and in fear. In fear and in hope. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from whatever rizq we grant them, they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he read that ayat. Then he came across another group of people described like this.
يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا.
Those who pass their nights for their Lord, sometimes in sajda, and sometimes in qiyam, in sajda, in qiyam, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the third ayat he came across describing the high ranking pious slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he came across this ayat describing the Ansar Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
The Ansar, the Sahaba were such, these Ansar Sahaba, they used to give preference to others over themselves. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. Even though poverty was their lot, even though they were hungry, but this was the quality of these Ansar, that they would give others preference. And Allah Ta'ala describes them and says that whoever is protected from the greed within his own self, then they are the successful ones. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So this is another ayat describing the pious people. So Ahnaf ibn Qais continued paging through the Quran Sharif, and he came across then this ayat.
يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
Describing another group of pious people, Allah Ta'ala says they abstain from major sins. يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ. And they abstain from obscenity. And when they are angry, they forgive. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا. When they are angry, they forgive. And there are those who respond to their Lord. They respond to the invitation of their Lord. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They establish their salah. And their matters are decided by consultation. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. They decide things after making mashwara.
وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
And Allah Ta'ala says, and then they spend from whatever rizq we provide for them. So after reading all these ayat describing different categories of pious servants of Allah with beautiful qualities, Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimahullah, as I said, who was a senior tabi'i, a very pious personality, he stopped and he said, Allahumma lastu a'rifu nafsi hahuna. Oh Allah, I don't recognize myself amongst these people. It's all these pious people, such beautiful qualities. Allah Ta'ala, I don't recognize myself among them. You have mentioned that we have revealed a book wherein you are mentioned, you people are mentioned. But I don't find myself amongst all these people. Thereafter he began reading other ayat, now describing, and came across ayats of people who were openly rebellious and disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, he came across this group of people.
إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ.
He came across these people being described, the mushrikeen, those who make shirk and partners with Allah, when it is said to them, La ilaha illallah, believe in La ilaha illallah, establish the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, then they become arrogant. And they say, what? Should we leave our idols, our gods, for this crazy poet describing, na'udhu billah, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he came across that ayat and those people being described. And then he comes across another group of evil people being described, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ.
And when Allah alone is mentioned, when Allah alone is mentioned, that means believe in one Allah, leave everything else, leave all your partners, your idols and everything, all your false gods. When Allah alone is mentioned, then the hearts of those who do not believe in the Akhirah constrict, they become narrow with hatred. Become narrow with hatred. And when those besides Allah are mentioned, their gods, etc., then they become very happy and they rejoice. This is another category of people that were described. Then Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimahullah, he comes across this ayat of the Quran Sharif, wherein another group of people are being described, and he looks at this ayat and recites it.
مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينِ.
So Allah Ta'ala describes this group of people. These are Jahannamis, people who entered into Jahannam. May Allah protect us and may Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. So they are being questioned now. This question is being put into them, to them in Jahannam, that what has entered you into Jahannam? What caused you to enter into Jahannam? So they will say, لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We were not from the Musallis. We were not from those who used to perform Salah. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. And we were not from those who used to feed the poor. And we used to indulge in useless talk with those indulging in useless talk, speaking against deen, speaking against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We used to indulge in this type of evil and futile speech. And وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And we used to deny the day of retribution, the day of judgment. حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينِ. Until death came to us. And this was caused us to enter into the fire of Jahannam. So after reading these ayat describing various categories of people who were openly rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mushriks, who hated deen, who did not believe in akhirat, then Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimahullah, he reached this conclusion and he said, Allahumma, Inni abra'u ilayka min ha'ulai. He said, oh Allah, I absolve myself from these people. I'm not from these people. I'm not from this category of people. I absolve myself from that. Now he's still looking for himself in the Quran Sharif. He's looking through the ayat of the Quran Sharif. He continued turning the pages of the Quran Sharif, searching, because Allah Ta'ala, I mentioned in the ayat in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala said, we have revealed a book wherein you are mentioned. Now he's looking for himself. Where am I mentioned in the Quran Sharif? And then he comes to this ayat of the Quran Sharif.
وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a category of people, a group of people. Allah ta'ala says there are others who confess their sins. They acknowledge their sins. It's a quality which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that a person in the court of Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no confession box that we go to and confess to some priest or something like that. But a believer has direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he pleads with Allah, and he acknowledges his faults, he acknowledges his sins, i'tiraf al-qusur, he confesses his faults. It's loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he made the mistake, and this is the way and the sunnah of our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh, our Rabb, we have oppressed ourselves. We have done wrong to ourselves. Like Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minal zalimin. I am from the wrongdoers. Inni kuntu minal zalimin. I am from amongst the wrongdoers. So, this is the way of Adam alayhi salam and the way of the pious, that they acknowledge their sins in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah further describes them, خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. They have mixed up good deeds with others which are evil. So they have mixed up good deeds, they have done good deeds also, but they are well aware that there are other sins that they have done which are evil and displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is describing them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Asallahu an yatuba alayhim. It is hoped that Allah will forgive them. Asallah, perhaps Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. And when Allah Ta'ala gives this kind of hope, this word asa is to show hope in the Arabic language. When Allah Ta'ala gives hope, then Allah Ta'ala will fulfill the aspirations of the person. Allah Ta'ala says, it is hoped that Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. Asallahu an yatuba alayhim, because inna Allaha ghafurur rahim. Allah is most forgiving and most merciful, most kind and most merciful. So when he read this ayat of the Quran, then Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimullah said, I am here. This is where I am. This is where I am in the Quran Sharif. Those who confess their sins, they have mixed up good deeds with others which are evil. It is hope that Allah will forgive them. He said, I have hope in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. So this was obviously the humility of Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimullah as well. He was a senior tabi'i. It is reported about Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimullah that he accepted Islam without seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The messenger of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to his family, to his tribe, and they had presented the da'wat of Islam. Ahnaf, the family all made mashwara, they said, we'll accept whatever Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimullah says, because he was regarded as a senior and very wise and intelligent person. Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimullah heard the da'wat, and he knew about the situation and the description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he encouraged his people to accept Islam. He also accepted Islam, but he never managed to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why he's a tabi'i amongst the tabi'i. So obviously he was a person of very high level of piety. He was a very humble person. Yet he also presented himself. Now the point of this whole incident is how to interact with the Quran Sharif. That how we present ourselves to the Quran Sharif. How should we be pondering, contemplating, and thinking over the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif. Amongst the duties that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given and mentioned in a few ayat of the Quran Sharif, yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the verses. So that's one duty that we owe to the Quran Sharif, that we learn to recite the Quran Sharif properly with tajweed in a manner that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to get our recitation right. But that's just one right, that's just one haqq of the Quran Sharif. Together with that, wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach them the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then to learn the message of the Quran, to learn the message of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to engage in understanding the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then wa yuzakki, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would purify them. Now to apply the Quran into our lives. Like this example of Ahnaf ibn Qais rahimahullah, which is a beautiful example for us to emulate. And now look into the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Somewhere the beautiful qualities of the believers are being described. So go through those qualities. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who are humble in their salah. What's the state of my salah? Now apply yourself to the Quran Sharif. And if you find that there is salah in your life, how can I improve the khushu and the quality of my salah? So like that, the beautiful qualities I mentioned, go through it and try to now apply that, look at it within yourself and improve the state of your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you come across ayat describing the evil qualities of the kuffar and those who were displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person looks into that. Are these qualities within my life? How can I purify myself of these qualities? How can I cleanse myself of these qualities? So a person goes through this process of tazkiyah. So tazkiyah means where a person removes all the evil qualities and he imbues and enlightens his heart with all the beautiful qualities. So a person then goes through the ayat of the Quran in this manner. Similarly, he comes across ayat of the Quran describing the munafiqeen, describing hypocrites. For example, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for salah, they stand up lazily. Now a person looks into his own life. What's the state of my salah? Am I enthusiastic for salah? So a person should apply that to himself and in that way improve himself. So this is a very important haq that we owe to the Quran Sharif, that we apply ourselves, apply the Quran Sharif into our lives, understand the message of the Quran Sharif. A very, very effective way of purifying and reforming ourselves. There are many ways that Allah Ta'ala has made for us to purify and reform ourselves. For example, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a means of purifying or beautifying the inner self. Durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a means of our reformation, is a means of reforming ourselves. Reading the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a means of beautifying and reforming and improving your akhlaq. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, being in the company of the pious is a very, very effective way of purifying ourselves and improving ourselves. And this is one of the very, very effective ways of reforming ourselves, that apply the Quran Sharif into our life. Where we find good qualities, then aspire to bring that into our life. Where there are evil qualities and we find that we are involved in that, we must purify ourselves from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of using the last few days of Ramadan in a manner that we will attach and connect ourselves to the Quran Sharif, and we remain connected to the Quran Sharif after the month of Ramadan as well. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.